with the news that my father wanted to see me. "He's in the garden," she said. I walked through the dark kitchen and out into the cabbage patch, blinking my eyes against the bright sunlight. Papa, hoe in hand, clomp and on his feet, was bent over his cabbages, working the little weeds out with patient tenderness. I circled so as to stand in front of him and shouted, "You wanted to see me, Papa?" Papa straightened up slowly. "You're 17 years old, Andrew." I knew instantly what direction the conversation was going to take. "Yes, sir?" "What do you plan to do with your life?" I wished his voice didn't have to be so loud, and mine in answering him. "I don't know, Papa." Now Papa was going to ask me why I didn't like smithing. He did. Then he was going to ask why I had not stuck with machine fitting, a trade I had tried to learn during the occupation. He did that, too. I knew that all Vitter could hear both his questions and the vague and evasive answers with which I tried to satisfy him. "It is time for you to choose a trade, Andrew. By fall, I want your decision." My father leaned back over his hoe, and I knew the conversation was over. I had then perhaps 2 months to decide on my life's work. Oh, I knew what I wanted all right, to find somehow a life that broke out of the mould, to find adventure, to get away from Victor, from the mental set that was constantly looking backward. But I also knew that my prospects were not very good. The Germans had come when I was in the 6th grade and taken over the school building, and that was the end of my formal education. The only thing I could do well was run. That afternoon I took off across the polders, barefoot, running mile after mile along the little footpaths used by the farmers. After 5 miles I was just getting warmed up. I ran through the town where I had bought the firecrackers. My mind was clear now and functioning well. I scrambled up the dike that led back to Victor, with a mounting sense that I was close to my answer. The solution was clear. There was constant talk in the paper about armed rebellion in the colonies. The Dutch East Indies, so recently liberated from Japan, were now presuming to claim independence from Holland as well. Daily we were reminded that these colonies were Dutch soil, had been for 350 years. Why were our armies not reclaiming them for the crown? Why indeed? That night I announced to the household that I knew already what I was going to do. "What's that, Andy?" said Marcia. "Join the army." Mother's instinct was to draw in her breath. "Oh, Andrew!" She had seen too much of armies. "Must we always think of killing?" But my father and brothers were of a different mind. The very next week I borrowed Papa's bicycle and pedalled to the recruiting office in Amsterdam. By nightfall I was home again, much diminished in my own sight. The army took 17-year-olds only in the calendar year in which they turned 18. I wouldn't be 18 until May of 1946.